Blockbuster Nostalgia Shorts.
Notes to remember.
Hey, EG Sites.
Francisco Landin here.
Hey, Blockheads. Welcome back to Blockbuster Nostalgia. We're the movie podcast countdown, the biggest movies of the 1980s and 90s, one by one.
Not today, though. Today, we're trying our new segment. Newish.
Newish segment. You've heard it a couple of times before, but we're doing it again. Yeah. Francisco takes notes, then he reads them back because they make no goddamn sense.
No goddamn sense. So when we are watching a movie, I'll take some notes. And then looking back through them, I found out that my notes make no goddamn sense. I write the weirdest shit that I want to talk about during the podcast.
Does not talk about it during the podcast.
Yeah, you have a time I don't talk about it.
Do not talk about it. Yeah.
So this is me reading these notes and seeing if AG here will figure out what the movie it is that I'm talking about.
All right, let's hit that first note.
Yeah, so we're going to start off hard and then we go
work our way easier.
Hopefully yeah. Hard. Sometimes I'm like, what the fuck does this mean? And you're like, I'm on it. Yeah, sometimes that just happens. This note that I felt the need to talk about just says, he's just in the office.
He's just in the office.
Yep. Yeah, I wrote that note down. It's actually pretty big on my notepad, too. I wrote that note down thinking,
This is a very important
note. I have to mention that he's just in the office. At some point during this podcast, during the hour and a half that we're talking about this movie, I have to mention that he's just in the office.
Okay. Well, I've been in offices before, and if there's anything I know about offices, they will suck your soul out, and you will spend most of the time thinking about that cute girl that's in the office, kind of near you, but not really near you.
Yeah.
She's in a relationship, but it seems like she complains a lot, and you think like, well, I don't know how serious that relationship is.
And like, if you work like really early on Sunday, and you can wear whatever, she wears like really short shorts.
Yeah, and I'm like, she's in a relationship, but she's also a coworker, and I don't want to get fired.
And is she just talking like, to me because we're sitting next to each other? Or,
is there something there? Because I feel like there might be something there. Now, part of that may be that I came to work drunk today.
Yeah, because maybe obviously it's Sunday morning Saturday night, you drink.
Exactly. So maybe like I'm just thinking more than there's is. I don't know. So is it me a few years ago when I had that office affair?
Well, the note says he's just in the office.
Okay, so...
So I feel like it's not you.
It probably wasn't me.
If the note said she's just in the office. Okay. I mean, unless I'm talking about you.
About me being in the office and she's just looking for anyone in the office.
If the follow-up to he's just in the office, she's DTF.
Yeah.
Yeah, then maybe it's a note that you took.
Okay, yeah.
How about yourself? Because you're talking third person all the time.
That's true.
Especially when taking notes.
We're at work. Just in general in life. Because, I use the royal we.
Yeah. Because you're fancy.
Because I'm fancy like that. I'm trying to cultivate a certain air about myself.
Yeah, exactly. You want people to know what you're about.
Yeah.
And using the royal
we. And I'm about me.
Yeah, it's a very specific
thing.
Or we,
specifically.
Yeah. Yep. It's a very specific thing that you would do that people would be like, what the fuck is up with this guy?
Everyone's choosing their own pronouns now. I'm choosing we.
Mm-hmm. That's true. You can do... just we, us? I don't know. I don't know what you would do.
I have no idea.
But anyway, do you know what movie this is?
No, I don't.
No idea what movie this is.
All right.
I'm going to go another one. Also, not so easy. Three action set pieces. So this tells you that it's an action movie.
But it's in an office. So we have three action set pieces.
Well, at some point, there's a guy just in the
office. There's a guy in the office.
Yeah. At some point, he's just in an office.
Is it Police Story, a movie we have definitely not covered, but is a great 1984 Jackie Chan movie where he drives a car down a mountain and then also like jumps down a bunch of lights and beats up like 100 dudes?
If the note was 9 action set pieces,
that's true.
Then maybe Police Story.
Okay, fair enough. And let's see, Tango and Cash. I feel like that also had way more than three action set pieces. Plus, I feel like you couldn't have gone this long without talking about them being in prison.
Nobody was in an office in fucking Tango and Cash. There was no offices.
They
lived in that 1980s police where you don't get an office.
His office was the streets.
No, you get to walk through the office and then a commissioner yells at you.
That's true.
But you don't have an office. Like, Danny Glover didn't have an office.
No. They had cubicles.
Yeah, they had cubicles. Obviously, he was just too old for that shit.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, Mel Gibson didn't have an office because he was a fucking live wire.
Yeah.
He was a wild. Yeah.
There's no way. Guard. You had to have eyes on him at all time. You never know what he was up to.
Yeah, he just came out of a trailer.
That's right.
And then went into policing.
Yep.
Yeah. He never checked in with
him. I don't think he ever went to the police academy. He certainly wasn't with Steve Guttenberg and those guys.
No, exactly.
He probably would have killed those guys.
Yeah. He wasn't funny enough to be in the police academy.
Although, actually, back in the 80s, he was kind of funny.
Yeah.
He was a little funny.
That's true. But yeah, no, you're right. Like, he wasn't in the police academy. We saw that.
He didn't lift a car. He definitely didn't lift a car.
Or do sound effects.
But could we go back to 1996, let's say, take the cast of Braveheart and remake Police Academy?
Yes, we can.
Because I feel like all of those things are covered. You got the crazy Irishman. He can do voices, probably.
All the Irish dudes just in Police Academy. Yeah.
And then you've got the Brendan Gleeson's character. He's a big, strong guy. He could probably lift a car.
Yeah.
Well, you got Mel Gibson as the Gutenberg.
Yeah, obviously, because he's super charming and hilarious.
What's her name? The French chick will go topless, just like all the chicks in Police Academy did. Yeah.
Mel Gibson can pretend to give an old man a blowjob.
A blowjob? Sure. Why not?
It's not above it.
And just have the English king be the commissioner.
He did the beavers. So
yeah.
Yeah. No, I think we definitely do that.
I think with Mel Gibson, you missed a grand opportunity to remake a comedy classic and make it your own.
Do it now. Can Mel Gibson
do it now.
Yeah. Can he do it now, but he's like the commissioner old guy now?
No, it's got to be like television's The Rookie, where Mel Gibson, even though he's like 65 years old, is going to police academy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's still got like the giant beard from like Bloodfather and all the tattoos, and he's fucking ripped
and it's
looks like he's
a
dangerous biker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where it's just started off as a joke that a fucking guy said, an executive at MGM said. Like, imagine if Mel Gibson now went to Police Academy. And then they made a fucking show.
And it starts out very funny, but then halfway through, he has to kill like 50 drug dealers.
Yeah. In a very brutal way.
It's like Rambo 5 where he's like digging out the dude's clavicle and shit.
And people are like, this show took a weird turn, but that was a very well directed.
Yeah, no, he's a brilliant man.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's fucking Mel Gibson. Yeah. The man knows how to direct a movie.
He knows how to direct a goddamn movie.
Yeah, obviously he's directing this.
Yeah, obviously.
Or this show.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, yeah.
All right, so are you ready
for this? Hit me with clue 3.
Yeah, all right. all right. Yeah, this is, I don't think you're
going to. We were so far afield at that part, I forgot what we were even doing.
Yeah, we did. He's just in the office. Three action set pieces.
Okay.
The Nards are fair game.
Ooh.
So if we had talked about Monster Squad, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
You could guess Monster Squad.
Yeah, yeah.
We've never talked about Wolfman, right?
Does Wolfman have Nards?
Yeah. Wolfman has Nards, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. God, that's a good movie.
I also wrote down The Nards Are Fair Game.
The Nards Are Fair Game. I actually think I know.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you another clue. You can either verify or deny it.
Okay. The only thing that's throwing me off is the office, but.
He's just in the office.
All right. Hit me.
This is the thing. I don't even know. Okay. So,
because I'm thinking, all right. So let me throw down my own clue. Is this a movie that has at least one, but possibly two or three sequels and a television show spinoff?
Absolutely not.
Damn. All right. I'm way off.
All right. That's good.
I'm way the fucking off then. Yeah. I thought you were talking about Karate Kid.
Oh, yeah. Because
he definitely punches a bunch of dudes in the nuts.
No.
I'm off.
He was never in an office, first of all.
I know. That's what was throwing me off. But I remember so much ball punching.
I know.
That's all Pat Morita did was punch balls.
He punched a lot of balls.
If you go back and watch that movie, his entire version of karate was punching dudes in the balls.
Yeah. He could do like that weird drop split, but just still punch dudes in the balls.
It was all Johnny Cage drop stick punch balls. Yeah.
It was not fair.
It was not fair.
It's not how you fight honorably.
It's definitely not.
As much as he talked about honorable fighting, punching dudes in the balls is not okay.
No, not okay.
Also, like a lot of them were young kids.
Yeah. No, they were all like 17. He's touching 17-year-old balls with his hand. Granted, it's the back of his hand, but still.
Yeah. I love that in that movie, there's just a point where he's just like...
Where an old man beats up a bunch of high schoolers.
Yeah, oh yeah, for real, yeah. And then also, like, the one kid gets hurt, and then he's just like, all right, everybody, I got this. And then he stretches, and then we don't see what he does. And I'm like, what do you do?
Yeah, no.
Also, he still doesn't use the leg. Like, no. He just, like, maybe he just jerked him off real quick. Or he edged him.
Maybe.
He edged him to boost him. I mean, or maybe
he just, like, gave him some fucking horse tranquilizer.
Yeah. He might have been like, Mom, step outside. I got to do this. And he's like, take all these pills.
Yeah. It's just like, it's the dirty secret of the NFL where they're like, take a fucking million painkillers and get back on the field. Yeah. I know your leg is barely attached to your body anymore.
I'm having a hard time today. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Take 40 of these pills. Yeah. And you're like, all right, well, I'm a rookie, but you said so. Sure, I'll do that.
I want that second contract, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you get fucking a brain aneurysm when you're 48.
Yeah, exactly. You have a stroke when you're 42.
And everybody can see it on your face. Everybody's like, you used to play fucking football, didn't you? Yeah, because you're just gone.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, it's not Karate Kid.
Okay, not Karate Kid. So I'm totally in the weeds.
So a clue so far, he's just in the office.
Uh-huh.
The Nards are fair game. 3 action set pieces.
Okay.
I'm going to give you another one. Probably not going to help you out.
I like that you admit that.
Yeah. All right. This one says he's okay with killing cops.
The killing cops thing does ring a certain bell.
Like we've talked about it.
Like we've definitely talked about being okay with it.
Yeah.
Even though the guy was a hero.
Right.
I got nothing.
You got nothing still? All right. That's okay. These are hard.
I really feel like I should know it after that one.
He's okay with killing cops?
Yeah, because I feel like it's a thing we talked having about. A conversation about an action hero who gave no shits.
I'm going to give you this one because it's very funny, first of all.
Okay.
But then also, it's probably going to give it away.
Okay.
He grieves through the pain of harpooning himself.
That's fantastic.
Okay. I took that note.
I finally know what movie
you
this
know what
is.
It is. All right. If you guys at home know.
I finally know.
Let us know when you figure it out and why.
Yes.
All right.
So this is actually a fairly recent episode.
It's a fairly recent episode. And when I saw it, I thought it was too recent. But then I saw the clues
and
I was like, these are all over the place.
These are very... Which... Makes
He's
sense
just in the office
because the movie itself is all over the place.
Yeah.
We are talking about a movie in which Nick Cage harpoons himself.
Yep.
We are talking about a movie in which John Travolta tries to rape his own daughter, not daughter.
Yep.
Well, not rape, actually. He prevents a rape, but then definitely hits on her.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Hits on her. We're talking about Face Off.
Yeah. That's right. Well, he's okay with, at the end, he's okay with killing cops.
Oh, yeah. No, he's 100% okay with it. He gives no shits. Yeah.
Yeah. He does harpoon himself, which is fucking great.
No, you know, he had the face of a villain on, and you know, the soul is in the face. He doesn't know. He doesn't know who he is anymore.
Some of the other notes that I had for this were weird face wipe.
Which, yes.
Could have given you something.
Yeah.
There's a weird face wipe in there somewhere. Obviously.
Are you talking about the face touching where he always like brushes the faces?
That's probably it. Yeah, where he always touches people's faces.
Yeah, I remember that.
I had Denny Masterson rapist.
Yes. I do recall that quite. That's a whole other conversation.
That's a whole other conversation. I was thinking about using worst interrogation ever, but I felt like that was still a little bit
too much.
A little bit too broad.
I mean, I do like that. So this movie, if you remember Face Off, an insane movie about dudes that switch faces and have crazy action scenes and John Woo directing and doves flying, you decided notes needed to include things like guy in an office.
Yeah, he's just in the office is what I wrote down. What does that mean? At what point
would that be important to any of our conversations about this movie?
And again, it's big and it's on the top of the page. Like I wrote it down because I was like, this is important. He's just in the office. Yeah. Then I do have the note right after that. It says the church scene is super heavy handed. And I think that would have probably given away.
Yeah. I mean, he does grab that young girl singing choir.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah.
But,
Hallelujah, baby.
Yeah. Anyway, if you got it at home, let us know where you got it.
Yeah, let us know. Blobberstore@gmail.com. Of course, make sure you follow our normal episodes and all of our specials anywhere you get your podcast. We're Blockbuster Nostalgia. Like, share, subscribe, tell your friends. Till next time.
We love you.